Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Times, and the readings are from Cycle A.
What's your reaction when someone insults you or blows you off, the way Jesus appears to be doing to the Canaanite woman in the gospel reading we've just heard? Now, I grew up in New York City, where putting people down is sort of a local custom. The 1976 movie Taxi Driver captures perfectly what I'm trying to convey. Some of you may remember the character played by Robert De Niro, who asks, "You talking to me? You talking to me?" And then, of course, there's the ultimate insult. "You know, you're obnoxious even for a New Yorker." Well, we don't know why Jesus reacted at first as harshly as he did. Maybe he was feeling stressed or irritable, or maybe he was trying to send some sort of message to the disciples, or perhaps, as some scholars suggest, this was the type of repartee and give or take that was not uncommon in Jesus' time. But in no other gospel miracle story is the petitioner treated as harshly as the Canaanite woman. She's an outsider, not only because she's a Canaanite, an ancient enemy of Israel, but because she's a woman alone in public, which was considered taboo at that time. Let's look closer at a moment at the details in the story. After being put off by the disciples and then Jesus, what does this woman do? She swallows their insults and resists the temptation to walk away offended. Instead, she pays Jesus homage, uttering the simple phrase, "Master, help me." But once again, Jesus puts her down, and this time with a comment that's even harsher than his earlier one. He says, "It's not right to take the bread out of children's mouths," the Jews, "and throw it to the dogs," the Gentiles. And what does this woman do now? She turns Jesus' words on himself. "Please, Master," she replies, jokingly referring to herself as a puppy, which the Greek suggests, and asks for the crumbs that fall from the table. Jesus is startled. "Woman, your faith is something else." And the daughter is healed at that moment. So today's gospel story, along with St. Paul's promise that God will have mercy on the people of all nations, and Isaiah's decree that God's house shall be a house of prayer for all peoples, tell us something about Jesus' mission. The Canaanite woman in particular helps Jesus to cross his own boundary, to better understand the scope of his own mission. He was called to proclaim the kingdom of God and its imminence, not only to the Jewish people, but to the entire world. His words, then, weren't meant just for the Jewish audience alone. No, they were meant for all of us. Today, as in so many instances in the gospel, it is a woman, a persistent woman, usually an outsider, who helps us to get at the deepest meaning of the gospel message. The Samaritan woman at the well, for example, or the woman who seeks for the lost coin until she finds it, or the woman who knocks on the door of the judge until he gives her the answer she wants. We can learn a great deal from these women. Women unafraid to express what they need. Women willing to negotiate. Women not reluctant to explore unfamiliar territory. The Canaanite woman was of great help to Jesus. Today, though, we have to ask ourselves, what can we learn from her persistent ways? She taught the Lord an important truth. Does she have a lesson for each of us also? Three thoughts. First, The Canaanite woman and her interaction with Jesus bear witness to the fact that while many insist that all people from different cultures should be excluded from one another, that's an illusion. Challenging this misconception, though, takes time. It entails hard work, and it requires each of us to open our hearts and minds to strangers, to view them as brothers and sisters. To put this concretely, consider for a moment the Dominican sisters who labor today with the poor and dispossessed in northern Iraq. These women belong to the same Dominican family as Father Daniel. Thinking of them as the Catholic community's cousins in mission may help us to make wars and persecutions that exist in the world less impersonal and cause us to take greater responsibility for what happens in the world community. So also, each month, 90 or more children disappear or are murdered in the Central American country of Honduras. Were such violence to occur here in Santa Clara County, it would be the equivalent of more than 20 children being killed or abducted every 30 days. It's an emotionally jarring thought, and that's the point. Are there ways in which we, as a Stanford community, might stand in solidarity with our Catholic brothers and sisters in Honduras in ways that might make a difference in the lives of the young people who are victims of violence there today? Second, we are all part of the beauty of God's creation. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "If the stars only came out once every 1,000 years, no one would sleep that night." Why? Because we'd be delighted, excited, made rapturous by the glory of God. Instead, the stars come out every night, but we miss them because we're busy on Facebook. How we treat creation and the environment cannot be separated from the manner in which we praise God. Third, we can so often be addicted to the distractions of our culture that we fail to notice the toll they take on our lives, our relationships, our work, our health. Personally, I enjoy the adrenaline rush that comes from the rapid pace of events and ideas. But is the fast life the good life? According to one very respectable survey, today we're distracted 47% of the time. Our minds are wandering half our lives. Aren't the pace of our lives and the distractions that fill it obstacles to discovering our true selves, hindrances to coming to love the person in each of us that God knows and loves? This coming week, then, let's promise ourselves that we'll spend some time outside of our comfort zones. For example, the gospel translation that we use today is a contemporary Catholic text. It helped me, and I hope it helped you, to appreciate the gospel from a slightly different angle. Or in the next few days, as we read stories about events around the nation and the world, imagine a family member or a close friend being there and being affected by those events, and notice how that changes your perspective. This coming week, find a place where you can watch the stars long enough to see a shooting star. Or during the day, hike the dish and try to see God's handprint on the ridges of the foothills to the west. This week, slow down and take a moment to notice the taste of your morning cup of coffee. Or in a conversation with your spouse, one of your children, a parent or relative, a colleague or neighbor or friend, slow down and do 80% of the listening and but 20% of the talking. This week, ask for the grace to continue to learn the lesson taught by the Canaanite woman. Take but one step to break down the false and human-made barriers that appear to exist between peoples. For in coming to understand such boundaries as illusions, we enhance our ability to see God in each other in creation, and in all the experiences of our day-to-day lives. Imagine, here almost 2,000 years later, that Canaanite woman who Jesus at first appeared to put down is still teaching us her important lessons. That fact alone would cause any New Yorker to say, "Hey, the wonder of it all."
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.